Vision 7 Radio Network welcomes Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, heard every Monday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Using nearly 200 years of abundant and consistent afterlife evidence, quantum physics, consciousness research, and ancient writings, we seek to understand who and what we are, how reality works, the nature of God, and the meaning and purpose of our lives. Join Roberta weekly to better understand our one reality and gain insights into how we can make the most of the glorious eternal beings that we are.
Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes and I'm so happy you're with us today. This is such an interesting time to be alive. The veil between worlds that has made communication so difficult over all the centuries is noticeably thinning now. We've been told by beings not in bodies, very elevated beings, that they've been gradually thinning that veil for more than 100 years. But it's really only within the past few decades that we actually can notice a broad-based change. And one of the fruits of that change is this astonishing phenomenon of spouses who have been very close in life, remaining close after one of them transitions. Widows have told me, and this, I can't believe this, but it's been several who have told me that now they're able to share physical sexual relations with a departed spouse. I can't imagine. But anyway, that's what they're telling us. And some widowers now have found that their transitioned wives are still very much a part of their lives. In fact, we have two guests 2 weeks in a row who are going to talk about that extraordinary relationship that these men have with their wives who have graduated and gone ahead of them. What a blessing that is. What a wonderful, wonderful relationship that is. Today, our guest is, for the second time, Ward E. Barkifer, Jr. Ward's wife of 33 years was Suzette Shockley, who physically left the world in 2016, and she soon was communicating with Ward in really remarkable ways. He'll tell the stories. His recent book is called Conversations from Heaven, Advice and Guidance from My Beloved Wife, and the communications go on. So I gather that another book is forthcoming. It's important to say here that people at the Summerland level, which is levels, what we call levels 3 through 5, many sub-levels of each of them, of course, that's where pretty much all of our loved ones are. But people at that level don't know what's above them, really don't have very much of an understanding of it. And so they can make some mistakes. They have very little idea about what's happening above, and it isn't really important to them. And sometimes they'll guess. Now, that's not been the case with our wonderful friend Sue, but it has been with some, especially children who transitioned as children. They're trying to please. So whenever someone is communicating with you through a loved one, be careful about that. Know that it's possible for them to get some things wrong. But these wives are just trying to ease their husbands' fears and to stay close to them until they also can go home. And they talk about the many wonderful, enjoyable details that are part of a happy Summerland life. They certainly know all about that. We are entering, my dear friends, an amazing new phase of the Earth's history now. What's happening so far is amazing, and there's really no telling where it's going. From now on, more and more people are going to live on Earth already knowing that their whole Earth lives are just a bad day in school. And very soon, we all will be going home to a snack of milk and cookies that is for the ages. Ward, I'm so glad you're here again. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Roberta. I appreciate being here.
Your story is a really beautiful one. Could you just tell people who maybe didn't hear your last interview, tell us a little about what happened with Sue and how this all got started?
Yes, I will. Well, what happened is, of course, like many people, I did not realize that there was anything other than death. Once we died on Earth, then we were dead. We just, that was all there was to it. And then And then all of a sudden, after a brain tumor operation, my wife, Sue, died. And I just, it was terrible grief. I just couldn't believe that she was gone, that I wouldn't see her again. Just absolutely terrible grief. And so the next morning after she passed away, I was sitting in my home office, and all of a sudden her voice came through my mind, which I now know is called telepathy. And she said, "I want you to know that I'm not dead, that I'm alive in another realm. And so I will send you a sign that I'm alive, maybe sooner than later." And so what happened, Roberta, is that evening I was sitting in my dining room doing some work, and Sue came through with the sign with flashing lights, the vaulted ceiling lights, and the top of the ceiling started flashing on and off, like an ambulance lights or like a police car emergency lights. And I thought, well, what in the world is going on? So I turned the lights off and went to bed.
So you heard her voice in your mind. That was the first communication. Did it feel, I mean, people wonder about things like that. It must have been your imagination. Did you really know it was not your imagination?
Well, I was pretty sure it was not my imagination, because Sue, she's got very, very, very good vocabulary, very high vocabulary, and she speaks in a certain phraseology. And so I was pretty sure it was Sue. But at that point, Roberta, I did not know what to make of it until the light started flashing that evening.
And oh, then, yeah, wow.
And then the second night, the same thing happened. Lights started flashing. And then the next morning she said, "Ward, I want you to know that I flashed the lights to let you know that I'm not dead."
That is so beautiful. For people listening, you should know that when we transition, we drop our body. Of course, it's old and who cares about it anyway. And we are energy beings. And because we're energy beings, one of the things that we really have an easy time doing is affecting electricity. There are stories of, just in my own family, there was one particularly high-level individual in terms of development who, he was flashing the TV until he irritated his children. He was turning the lights on and off on command. It was amazing what he could do, but it's easy for them because they are energy beings. So okay, talk a bit more about Sue.
Well, one thing that happened, in fact, I've been involved in several other things in the last few months, and I haven't been communicating with Sue as much as I probably should be, because she says she's always with me, and she can do whatever else she wants to do as well. So she can be with me and then do whatever else she wants to do in her life, in her realm as well. And so I hadn't been really thinking very much about her in the last few weeks. A couple of nights ago, I turned on my computer, and the first thing that flashed up on the screen was a picture of Sue in her wedding dress at our wedding. And I had not looked at that picture. It obviously was in my computer. I had not looked at that picture for probably 3 or 4 years. And all of a sudden it flashed on the screen from the depths of my computer. So she was telling me that she was still with me.
Yes. And hey, we're still married. You got to pay attention to me. Yeah, that's how it is to be a wife, pretty much. We want attention.
Right.
That's funny. It really is. You have a sense that you're still married. It is. Does it feel like that? Like that same kind of relationship?
Yeah, it does, Roberta. It does. It seems like we're still married, and maybe Sue is in another room in the house, and not in the same room that I'm in. But yeah, we're still married, and we still talk to each other. It's a fantastic, amazing thing that happens.
It really is. But people listening don't know how unusual this is. I hear from a number of people who have this kind of relationship, men and women both, with their spouses, and they feel matter of fact about it. But this is so extraordinary. This is within the past 10 years, literally, that we are hearing these stories. That's how thin the veil is. Do you have any tips for people who might want to get in touch with their loved ones if they have a spouse that's gone ahead? Or it was this came naturally to you, though, and she really was the leader of it, right?
Well, yeah, she said because I was in so much grief, terrible, terrible grief, that she wanted to come to tell me that she was not dead, that I should no longer be in grief. And so that's really what started the whole thing. And she said, and other people were in grief as well. And so we were to write a book. She's going to communicate with me. We're to write a book and publish the book to let other people know that there is no such thing as death as we think of it. So that's what happened. We've now communicated with signs and manifestations, and have actually, I've published 4 different books now through Balboa Press of Sue's communications.
I tried to find them on Amazon, and it was a little confusing, but everyone will ask Ward to send me all of those book titles, and we'll put them in the program notes so you'll have them there. If you want to read more about it. This is such a fascinating story, though. And it feels like she's sort of like around the house, as you say. It feels unremarkable to you at this point, right?
Right, yeah. About the books, Roberta, I found that going on Amazon, if you put in my full name, Ward Edward Barkerford Jr., all the books will show up.
Oh, okay.
But also, Roberta, we've got a website called signsfromsue.com.
Right. We'll give people that too.
Well, yeah, the signsfromsue.com has communications that I put on there every once in a while in the form of a blog. So there's new blogs going on that website for new communications every once in a while.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, everyone, that will be in the program notes too, so that you'll be able to learn more about this amazing relationship. But let's talk about her life now. What did she tell you about how it felt to first get there? Was she amazed? What did she notice?
Well, what she told me in communication, she said that once she was pronounced dead in the hospital and the clinically dead, and then there was quiet. Everything was quiet, and then an angel appeared, shimmering in white and gold. And then her father, who had passed away earlier, her dad appeared, and both of the angel and her father said they would help her over the threshold of death and into another world, a world without suffering. Then she says a door opened, and she went through it, and there was a myriad of angels, a lot of angels around her, and she was very confused. And then all of a sudden she felt, she saw shining lights and a very deep sense of joy and all-consuming love. And she, at that point, realized that there were angels around her and beautiful music, beautiful, brilliant, lovely flowers. And then she realized that she'd come through from Earth and got into what she felt was an afterlife, heaven.
And so and that's what happens, everyone. We are as clueless when we get out of our bodies at the end of our lives as we were when we get out of our mothers at the start of life. We have no idea what's going on. So fortunately, our loved ones and angels in some cases will come and help us to go home. And that's exactly what happened here. But was she surprised that it was relatively solid there?
Yeah.
It was a place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, the amazing thing about it, Roberta, this realm, which we call heaven, this realm, this new world, is just as solid and as firm as is our earth world.
Right.
It's just amazing. It's just like being on earth, only in a much more beautiful, beautiful environment.
Yes, it astonishes a lot of people to find out that right in the same place is something equally solid. And it's a whole new beautiful world. And the difference is it's sort of like everything about it is good. Whereas here we're We have a distinctly mixed bag. But one way to think about it is as if it's like changing channels. You know, when you're watching channel 5, everything is as real as it could be on channel 5. You're used to that. And then you turn to channel 6 or channel 7. It's almost in the same place, almost at the same vibration, but it's a whole new solid. There's no mixing. It's a new solid reality. And that's exactly what it's like when we die. It's very much like changing channels.
What it is, Roberta, is a question of vibrations, of lower vibrations and higher vibrations.
I'm sorry, please say that again, the start of it.
Well, it's a question of vibrations.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly. That's right. And just as your TV's channels are a question of vibration, one is a little higher than the other. It's the same exact phenomenon. But it is completely real and completely solid. In fact, many of the people who are there tell us that's reality and this is the illusion. Of course, even Albert Einstein said this is an illusion, but a very persistent one. And if he thought it was an illusion, he knew a few things. I think he was probably right about that. But what does she do? Because people tell us there's everything in the world to do there, and it's a lot of fun. What does she do for fun?
Well, one thing I do would like to mention right away, though, is besides the flashing lights, I was getting a lot of signs and manifestations, and of course they're all in the books. But one of the things that really was very interesting to me is that I would awaken in the middle of the night, like at 2:30 in the morning, and fully awake, I would see her. She would be standing in full color at the foot of my bed for just 2 or 3 seconds, and smiling and looking like she was about 35 years old, rather than the age that she was when she passed away.
Right. That's a beautiful story. See, this is how we know all of this is real, everyone, because they all are variations of the same story. I mean, nobody else is telling the story Ward is telling, but the details of it are so similar. Yes, she would look young and beautiful. Everybody does when they're seen from there. It's difficult to hold an image when you are a person out of body and you're trying to show yourself to someone you love. But when they're just coming out of sleep, they're much more susceptible to being able to see you. So she shows up then and he sees her. I mean, all of these are very consistent stories across, everywhere, from everywhere. So it's an exciting kind of study to do, I think, because it's also consistent. There's no outliers at all. And there's no fear there, right? Does she talk about that? What the atmosphere is?
Well, there's no fear. No, there's no disease. There's no fear at all. Everything is light and joy. Just tremendous joy, tremendous feeling of joy. And but to answer your question, she lives a life just like she always lived on Earth, and she goes to concerts. She studies biology, which was her favorite subject, and takes walks in the woods with her father. And amazingly, she takes walks in the woods with her dog, which preceded her in death.
Yes, see, there's something else great that we already know. Every animal you ever have loved is waiting for you. Now they're young, they're healthy, they neither eat nor eliminate, so you can, you don't have to take care of them except love them. That's all you have to do. Isn't that beautiful that she has her dog now too? That's wonderful.
And as far as her home, her house, she really loved the house that we had here in Denver. And so she said she could through her mind, she could envision living in the, like the Taj Mahal, but she wants to live in the house in her realm now, like she lived in the house in Denver. So she has through thought, everything is done through thought. Through thought, she has created the house that she lived in Denver in her realm and lives there. And it's very interesting thing. And she always wanted to remodel the kitchen when she was in Denver, in our house. And so she remodeled the kitchen by thought in her realm now.
Yeah. That's again such a typical story. We hear from, because usually the first spouse to pass will create the family's home, and very often it will be a recreation of the family's favorite home from when they were here, just like she's done that there. But often they'll make changes to it. One widow was furious. Her husband had made the, what she called, ugly changes he had wanted to make and never could quite afford before he left. Another woman was upset that her husband had created the house well enough, but it was a mirror image of it. Everything was in the wrong place. So some husbands don't do so good a job, but it sounds like she's doing a good job creating the house there for you. And it's solid, everybody. The point is they can, with their minds, create solid objects. They're not made out of earth matter. They're more solid than that, in fact.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I do want to mention is she had a lovely Jaguar automobile sedan here on Earth, and she really loved that car. It was her car she really loved, and so she created that car and put it in the garage in her house in heaven, and she can drive it by thinking up roads. She will think up where she wants to go, the road will appear, and she can drive the car. It's just
life is so easy.
From our standpoint, it's really unbelievable, but it's true. It happens.
One of the things people there have a lot of fun with is vehicles. We hear quite a bit about the vehicles. Some people will recreate a favorite, car or boat from this life. Other people will create outlandish looking vehicles, and we're told that they're powered by mind, so there's no exhaust or anything. And they can just, go around all over in their mind created vehicles. A little one fellow had four seats in his, only they were side by side because he wanted everybody to be on the front seat. And there are boats. Some people have created yachts there. One woman created for her husband a big, 100 plus foot yacht because he always wanted one and they never could afford it. Well, you sure can afford it in heaven. So there they are. And the seas are not big like the seas here, but they feel as if they are. There isn't really any distance at all there, but there feels as if there is. So they're off cruising on their yacht now. Quite amazing and beautiful. So she goes on these trips. Who is she playing with? I mean, who are the people around her? Are there people you would know?
Well, yes. In fact, her relatives, her father, her mother has now passed away. Her father, her mother, and some relatives that she really didn't ever know before when she was on Earth, and she's met them and gotten to know them. So there's a whole community, a group of relatives that communicate and are living, not living together, but they're living in the same area that she's living in.
There may well be other people. She may not tell you about them because it wouldn't matter to you, but many times there are friends and loved ones from other lifetimes that we could meet up with again and play with again. And it's a common thing for that kind of thing to happen if we were very close to other people. And typically, one of the questions I've been getting more and more is people worry that someone that they loved will reincarnate right away, so they won't get to see that person when they finally graduate too. And that doesn't happen. Typically, everyone who graduates dies. Everyone who graduates will live with, play with relatives, friends from this lifetime and other lifetimes, while they wait for everybody that they knew in this life to also graduate. And typically, very typically, almost exclusively, they do not even think about starting to reincarnate until they've had the chance to greet everyone and welcome them home. So don't worry that someone you love won't be waiting for you, because they all will be. It's quite, It's really quite a, everything we worry about, we don't need to worry about. Just accept that as a kind of a blanket issue. But so she lives in this house, and does she like give parties? What, how does she, because there's no sleeping there. That's another thing. It never gets dark and you never have to sleep. So there's a lot of time there, quote time, even though there's no time. What does she do with her time then? Does she have friends over?
Well, she has friends over. She had dinner parties, but she spends a lot of time in what we call the house of learning, the halls of learning, where she can go back in time. And if she wants to, if she wanted to know what was happening in Napoleon's time, she could actually go back in time to find out exactly what's happening in various eras of different time. Roberta, one thing I do want to talk about, I want to touch on, are these signs and manifestations, because it took me a while for my ego to really believe what was happening was happening. And so she showed me many, many signs, many, many manifestations that are all written in the books, and just unbelievable things that would happen as far as signs and manifestations.
There are places where we can go, halls of records, where we can go and actually participate in reliving certain periods of history with the people who were initially in those periods of history. One of the most popular, apparently, is major events from the American Revolution. I mean, if you'd like to watch them, you know, debate the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, apparently you can do that. I don't know quite how, but they do that. What about concerts? You say she's been to concerts. Who has she heard?
Well, the amazing thing to me is people like various figures like have passed away, have died on Earth, and they are there also, and they're giving concerts. It's just crazy. And she says the operas that she goes to, the operas are twice as beautiful as the operas that we have on Earth.
Yes.
And it's just amazing, amazing. So she spends a lot of time in halls of learning. She's also studying very, very, she's studying biology. She always loved biology, and she's studying biology that we have, and going deeper into biology on things that we on Earth have never ever thought about in the form of biology.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, many of the discoveries that happen on Earth really happen there first in laboratories, where people whose names you'd recognize are still doing their work and making their inventions and discoveries. And they generally will channel them into more than one person here to develop and come out with, in case somebody sort of drops the ball on them. But that's why sometimes discoveries are made in the several different places on Earth at the same time. They're really made in the what we think of as the afterlife, but really it's real life. And it's quite comforting to know how careful they are of us, trying to keep us focused, learning what we need to learn while we're here, and not afraid. That's really the goal. And one of the things that you told me she's doing, and this is very significant, is caring for children.
Yes, she is. Of course, obviously, children that die either usually in accidents or death some way on Earth. As children, they go to heaven as well, and they grow up in heaven. But they're confused when they get to heaven, because obviously their parents are not there. And so what she's helping with, a lot of other people are helping too, is they're taking these little children under their wing and helping them realize what's happened, and then realize that someday they will be reunited with their parents.
The fact that she is working with the little ones tells us conclusively that she is a very good, very wise, very kind person, because they are extremely fussy. It's amazing on who they'll even allow to go near the children. The children generally, unless they live with a relative, sometimes a grandma will take them in. But if there's nobody there, then they will live in a children's village or a children's home. And they are treated there like royalty. Even miscarried babies grow up there. Even aborted babies grow up there. It's people who have had an abortion need to be prepared for the fact that when they get there, there'll be beautiful young people calling them mom and loving them and not blaming them at all. Knowing that, frankly, if I were ever thinking of having an abortion, I would have never had one. Knowing that, I can't imagine the feeling of seeing that this lovely person could have been in your life your whole life, and now, only now are you even meeting them. But nevertheless, she's a wonderful person, or they would not have allowed her anywhere near the children. So you could be proud of her that she even has that job.
Well, thank you. And one thing I'd like to come back to signs and manifestations for a minute, because what Sue started coming through, I was wondering what else could she do, or what else will she do to show me that she's alive? And in the middle of the night, I would awaken up sometimes and smell her perfume.
Yes.
The perfume that she really loved. All of a sudden, this whole smell of her perfume would permeate the entire bedroom.
Oh, how beautiful.
For minutes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is another thing. And it usually happens within the first year that people get these scent signs. And we know some things about the scent signs. They're created in our minds. It's not that they put the scent in the room, but that it's created apparently in your mind. There's one fellow who told me at a conference that he and his wife had just gone to her mother's house or grandmother's house who had just died. And the house was full of, or felt as if it was full of, the smell of this wonderful meal that grandma had always cooked, some favorite food. And the wife said, "Don't you smell that? Isn't that wonderful?" And he said, "No, I can't. Don't smell that. I don't believe that," because he felt nervous about it. Instantly, for him, the smell disappeared, but she kept smelling it. It was just happening in their minds. And it was definitely a sign from grandma. I just think it's so extraordinary, but that's a very common sign and beautiful, because a familiar scent of someone is going to make us think of that person and feel close to that person, which is the whole point of it. Lovely. That's lovely.
And another sign that I had was, to me, some of these things were unbelievable, but they happened. Is one early spring, a couple of years ago, early spring, there was a bumblebee that I was sitting in my car in a parking lot, and a bumblebee came and flew and sat on the outside driver's beer, and just and kind of stared at me. And I didn't think it. And then a couple of minutes later, the bumblebee left, flew away out of sight. And a couple of minutes later, the bumblebee came back and sat on the very same mirror, the very same spot. That happened three different times.
And, my word.
And there were no other bumblebees that time of year. So
yes,
so they're able to control bumblebees. And some people talk about seeing birds, seeing certain red cardinals, for example. It's just these manifestations and signs are just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is surprising. I mean, usually the two most common insect signs are dragonflies and butterflies, because those are the ones people would notice. I mean, obviously, they can give us ant signs all day long, and we'll just say, "Oh my goodness, the house is infested with ants." So that's not going to work. But butterflies and dragonflies. Right after she died, my mother, for three mornings in a row, first dragonflies, then the next day butterflies, and the next day dragonflies. And the heat of 100-degree heat nowhere does it get hotter almost than Austin in the summer. And in the middle of the summer, she filled my yard with first dragonflies, and the next day butterflies, and the next day dragonflies, thousands of them. And they were nowhere else in the neighborhood. That's the kind of insect sign they'll sometimes send. But I've never heard of a bee sign. But bees are clever too, because you'll notice bees. And that's for any insect to be tame seeming, to almost, you know, want to be around you, that insect is under the control of your loved one. You know that's not normal. And for them to swarm as they sometimes do, another person who gives dragonfly swarms a lot is Mikey Morgan. So these are all signs from people who are just in the same place, but in a different dimension. Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that beautiful? I can't get over it. It's beautiful.
Well, they want us, we that are left on Earth, they want us to know that that they are alive, and so they do give us all kinds of different signs. Yes. I've had other computer signs. I've had my cell phone will start playing music that I've never ever thought of or heard about, and it's just amazing some of these manifestations that that we receive.
And there's nothing scary about this, because you may be thinking, oh, if I hear it from someone, I would be scared. There's only one message that any person who gives you a sign, I don't care if you were in enemies before, it doesn't matter. Only one message is being given with a sign from someone who is no longer in a body, and that is love. They're saying, I'm alive. I don't want you to worry. I love you. Your enemies are not your enemies after they've transitioned. When you get there too, you're going to hug them and realize you and they were just playing a part. You were helping one another to grow spiritually, and that's all. It's these glimpses that we get into the reality that we're all about to enter are so reassuring and beautiful and wonderful. And I'm so glad this is still going strong, even though sometimes you ignore her.
The what? I'm sorry.
This is still going strong, even though sometimes apparently you ignore her and she has to give you a wedding dress sign.
Yeah, that was amazing to me. It really was amazing.
They do want you to go on with your life. I mean, all the people that have gone ahead want us to get the most out of the rest of our lives here, but they love us too. They don't miss us nearly as much because they can be around us anytime they like. But they like to be in touch with us. And many people have found that if they court signs, they'll end up with a very intense relationship that can go on for years. It depends on people. People are people. And people who have transitioned sometimes really want that. And she really seems to. So it's quite beautiful.
Well, it's Roberta, it's all about unconditional love. God is unconditional love. And we're put here on Earth to learn unconditional love. But we have free will, so sometimes we can do things that we shouldn't do, and because of our free will. But we're here to learn unconditional love.
Beautifully said, my dear. That's exactly right. That's certainly what we've been hearing consistently from the people that we used to think were dead, but we know now they're not. They're not dead. What do you want people to take from our conversation? What do you hope they learn, and what do you hope will stick in their minds?
Well, when they have a relative or a family member or wife or husband or son, daughter, whatever, when that person dies on Earth, is that their body dies, but their soul, their who they are, their personality continues on and moves to a different realm, a different life. And so the whole point of all of this is we want to try to eliminate the grief, the terrible, terrible grief that people have when somebody dies. And if people could just realize that there is an additional life, the same person they loved is still alive somewhere else, then perhaps they could eliminate all the terrible grief that we see around us when someone does pass away.
That's what it's all about, I'm sure, for all these people who are trying to comfort you. But at the same time, she's urging you to write about it. They know that there was never meant to be this kind of separation. It's been much, much too deep and much, much too long. And all of these people just want us to know that everything is fine. We are eternal. They're eternal. And the reunions that are going to happen are just beyond your ability. Imagine being able to hug your great, great, great grandma who you only ever saw in a picture. Well, that day is coming, and it's certainly on the way. So it's very, very exciting. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're coming to the end of our time. The website is signsfromsue.com. That'll be in the notes. And Ward will give me the names of it. It's a little tricky to find his books because you have to put his whole name in, Ward Edward Barkifer Jr. And you may not get it quite right. I think I was just doing an E. I didn't put the whole name. But we'll give you the titles so that you'll be able to spend a little more time with Sue if you'd like, and begin to even better understand just how glorious reality really is.
Well, Roberta, there's so many, many, many signs and manifestations that we haven't had time to touch on that are in these books that are just, I don't like to use the word unbelievable because they are believable, but it's just amazing the number of ways that she has shown to me that she's alive. Amazing.
I'm a skeptic, rather a serious skeptic, and I've had a lot more trouble than you have with believing. I think it's hard to believe all this stuff until you've had it happen to yourself. And for me, it was my brother-in-law. The signs he gave me in particular, he knew I was a hard case. He convinced me. This was, you know, a decade and a half ago, but he convinced me. And I'm very, very grateful to him for that. Well, consider yourself hugged, my dear. And please consider her hug too. Sue, we're very grateful to you for all that you're doing. Okay, everyone, we have come, unfortunately, to the end of our time. This has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, and I'm so happy you were with us today. I hope this helps. If you've ever worried, I hope this helped a little bit to alleviate that. Please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You are. You never began, you never will end. And when you really get what that means, it changes everything in your life for the better. Next week, our guest will be a genuine celebrity. I'm starstruck. It was quite unexpected to me to find out who this person was. His name is Stephen Simon. He was born into Hollywood royalty. And as a producer, he's worked with some of the very biggest stars on projects that are the stuff of legend. For example, get this. He personally produced the Academy Award winning What Dreams May Come, starring Robin Williams and Cuba Gooding Jr. And Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. Those, of course, are both about what? The afterlife, right? And All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise as well. He co-executive produced Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, both with Keanu Reeves. And the list goes on. But much as I would love to, frankly, spend that entire time next week learning about his producing career, Stephen Simon will be joining us next week to talk about his extraordinary relationship with his wife. Since her passing in January of 2018, he calls his book What Dreams Have Come, Loving Through the Veil. And he can use, of course, What Dreams Have Come since he produced What Dreams May Come. So amazing. And the world is very small. Please join us next week. This is going to be fun. Love will still definitely be in the air here next week as well. And this week, we've been talking with Ward E. Barkifer Jr. His wife, Suzette Shockley, graduated in 2016. And I love this woman because I have read one of his books. Almost at once, she was giving him all kinds of signs of her survival. You know what a good wife would do if her husband was devastated? She's been doing all of that. She's even been communicating with him mentally. And he has detailed much of what has been happening in four books, which you'll find in the notes. Conversations from Heaven, Advice and Guidance from My Beloved Wife is a wonderful book. That's the one I've read. Clearly, Ward does have some psychic tendencies, which make it a little easier, perhaps, for him to get these signs. But more and more, frankly, this level of communication is with people that we used to think were dead is beginning to work for everybody. It's becoming almost a standard thing. If you're open to it and you don't shut yourself down too much with grief, I can almost guarantee you will be getting signs, whether you recognize them or not. Many people say, oh, that's a coincidence. There are no coincidences. That was a sign. And it's such a gift to give to the people that aren't with you anymore, that you love, that you miss desperately. Give them the gift of saying, hey, I just saw that. Give me another one. And they'll give you another one. It's a new relationship, but as Ward shows us, it can be a beautiful one. Ward's website is sciencefromsue.com, and he welcomes the chance to help people learn what really, really is going on. And since you enjoy learning about the things we talk about on Seek Reality, I want to give you another little plug for the Afterlife Research and Education Institute. AREI is headed by our beautiful friend and primary contributor, Dr. R. Craig Hogan. And Craig is the sole living person who is most on top of everything afterlife and greater reality. A lot of people study pieces of this knowledge. Craig is the only other person that I have met who is coming to understand the whole thing. The whole thing matters. You can't make sense of one part unless you understand how it fits with the other parts. It's taken me maybe 50 years to get to this point, and Craig has done it in less time and better. AREI puts out a wonderful monthly newsletter, and if these topics interest you at all, just go to afterlifeinstitute.org. That's what it is, afterlifeinstitute.org, and learn from the man who still is my own primary teacher. As you know, my own nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, The Fun of Living Together, and early next year, finally, The Fun of Loving Jesus, Embracing the Christianity that Jesus Taught. For young children, there's The Fun of Meeting Jesus, and you can order all these books through bookstores or on Amazon.com. The adult books are also available as audiobooks. If you want to talk with me, if you want to talk about any of my books, or if you have questions or anything at all, you can always contact me through the green contact block on robertagrimes.com. I answer every email. It takes a few days now because I get so many, but please be sure to give me your correct email address so that my response won't go astray. You can find past episodes of Seek Reality on webtalkradio.net, realrevolutionradio.com, Dream Vision 7 Radio Family, iTunes, iHeart, and many stations. I think that Seek Reality is available pretty much wherever you can find a podcast. And there even is a Seek Reality app where you can just automatically get all of the episodes as they are published. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy. Please make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being, and you, most of all in the universe, you are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.